What's up, fight fans, and welcome to Full Press MMA. It is Friday. You ain't got no job. You ain't got nothing to do but be here with me, Jim Greece, G-R-I-E-S, at Jim Greece underscore, at Cageside Greece on social media for all the news, for all the notes, for all the hot topics, and for all my hot takes that you need to be the smartest fan in the room when you're talking about the sport we know and love, mixed martial arts. Like I said, it's Friday. You ain't got no job. Maybe you got a job. But this is what you gotta do. It's Full Press MMA with Greece. Let's roll. And where else would we start? Why not? Because Francis Ngannou's been making the rounds and himself the center of attention all week, and let's give it to him, right? I tell you all the time, I love Francis, one of my favorite guys, favorite fighters I've met, interviewed. Besides, I don't want to see him and have him think I'm talking crap about him because he'll kill me with a flick of a pinky, literally. But that said, Francis still kind of going on about the way he was quote-unquote treated by the UFC, and you know what, I mean, I understand a breakup can get messy, but it was a while ago now. I mean, why do you keep talking about it? You got the deal you want. You got well into the seven figures for every fight. You got the PFL Africa thing that you're in charge of. You got the seat on the fighter advisory board, and even got your opponents $2 million apiece. So think about what Francis Ngannou was able to get from the PFL. Granted, it's at least 20 steps down, and I'm being very kind when I say that, because, look, you don't leave the NFL for the XFL. You don't leave the NBA for the D-League. You don't leave Major League Baseball for double A, but Francis Ngannou just left the UFC for the PFL, which is the career suicide, equivalent of what I just told you. So Francis Ngannou parted ways with the UFC earlier this year. Whether you think they got rid of him, whether you think he left on his own, you're both right. But let's be real, I say it all along, if the UFC really wanted him, he would still be there, because that's what the UFC's done with everyone. And if they would have really wanted him, they would have paid him what he wanted. And they didn't. Therefore, they didn't want him. See how that works? 1 + 1 = 2. Anyway, I digress. Or maybe I don't, because you digress, not me. Anyway, the Cameroonian slugger said he felt pressure to re-up with the UFC and talked about the numbers that he had before he left. And this is on the Dan Le Batard show. He said, quote, "I had an 8-fight contract. I wanted to fulfill that contract, but they wouldn't allow me since I wasn't going to sign another contract because they know that if I fulfill that contract, I'm automatically free. They used some kind of dirty game there, freeze me out. They knew how much I was getting per fight. It wasn't much at all. A few pennies. They knew I couldn't make a living out of it, so I had to come back and accept that contract. That was after the Junior Dos Santos fight in 2019. One of the things that was hard about that as well was the pressure they were putting on me. I'm just me, and they are them. They are massive. So Ngannou, who's 17-3, would keep winning, keep on winning, keep on winning. The Ciryl Gane fight was his last one in the octagon. Eventually, he says they bumped him up to 600 grand per fight. And when asked, when you say a few pennies, it was more than a few pennies, but it wasn't what you were worth. What are the dollar amounts we're talking about here? He said 100 to 120. And so that's 100 to show, 120 to show, and 120 to win. So he's going to be 37 later this year. Think about this. He hasn't fought since January of 2022. He won't be back in an MMA cage till 2024. Meanwhile, every marketable boxer on the planet is turning him down. Even Anthony Joshua saying it's not that big of a fight anymore. Why? Because Francis left, wait for it, the UFC. I mean, go figure. You're not as valuable as you were when you're in the UFC. That seems to make sense just a little bit here, doesn't it? I love Francis. I love the deal. I love what everybody thinks it's going to do, which is open up MMA and stop all this monopoly talk and the lawsuit that the UFC is going through. It's not going to do anything of the sort. It's only going to illustrate further why there's the UFC and everybody else. That's just my opinion. I mean, until I'm proven wrong, that's exactly what it is. So he eventually won his freedom. Cost him $7 million to do it, but he's got pay-per-view super fights, he's got the expansion into Africa, he's got the ability to pursue a career in boxing, and he's also 20 steps below where he was. Moving right along with Full Press MMA on your Friday, May 26, 2023. Happy 21st birthday to my son, Jake. I'm pumped we're celebrating with family on the shores of New England, right as we hit summertime, Memorial Day weekend, beautiful time of year. And it's a beautiful time of year for fight fans because we're heading into that summer. We got International Fight Week coming up. We have all sorts of things coming your way as we continue with Full Press MMA. I'm Jim Greece, G-R-I-E-S, at Jim Greece underscore, at Cageside Greece on social media. Hit me up. We'll chop it up in the digital world. And with all this stuff going on with Dana White, with Aljamain Sterling, people are saying Aljamain Sterling is the least respected champion in UFC history. He beat Piotr Jan because of the knee to the downed opponent. Everybody got all over him for that. But guess what? He won the rematch. Then he beat Dillashaw. And then He beat Henry Cejudo, so he's the champion, undisputed. No one is arguing that. But Dana White said he's coming back in August to face Sugar Sean O'Malley, and guess what? Aljamain Sterling wasn't told about that first, so he said, I'll do it, but I got some injuries, I got some things. Well, that led to him being sort of attacked by Dana White in the press conference, so O'Malley piggybacked on that. Aljamain swung back, and now Henry Cejudo is piping in as well. Triple C on his own YouTube channel talking about being a backup for the O'Malley-Sterling fight. I even said, look, if Aljo isn't ready by August, that will be the quickest interim title you've ever seen in UFC history. And then it was brought up right after that. So anyway, Triple C coming out on his YouTube and saying, quote, if Aljamain Sterling is playing this game that he's not ready, he needs a little more time, let's make an interim fight between me and Sean O'Malley. It's a bigger fight. It's what the UFC wanted initially. It's the same reason why they brought me out to chase and beat Aljamain Sterling. After a three-year layoff, coming back, losing by split decision, being ranked now number three, that puts me in a really good position. Henry, 16-3, of course, came out of retirement. Real tough five-round decision at UFC 288 earlier this month in Newark. Came up short on the judges' scorecards, but some of his fellow fighters thought easily could have been scored in his favor. He came out and challenged Merab Dvalishvili, who's number one, right after that. And he just responded to that, too, saying, quote, I wanted Merab, and I'm still willing to wait for Merab. But if that fight with Sean O'Malley happens to open up, I'm 100% in. Typically, I wouldn't be the type of guy that would do things like that. But right now, I don't have the gold around my waist. So if the UFC does want to have me as a backup, yeah, I got to talk to Ali Abdulaziz. And I do want to be compensated to be the backup fighter. Let me just say this about Henry Cejudo. I'll never bet against him in any element or aspect of life or anything that happens in an octagon. But again, I said it right away, they will make that interim fight as quick as you've ever seen, with Aljo pulling the crap he's pulling right now, going back and forth with Dana, who does not play when it comes to that stuff. So it's I disagree with everybody who disrespects Aljamain Sterling. The dude's a great fighter. He's a very good champion. He's bordering on becoming an all-time great champion. Give the dude his props, man. Give him his respect. What's wrong with people who just want to tear everyone down once they reach the top? Everybody loves you till you make it, right? Then the haterade just comes flying at you because everybody's jealous and they wish they were in the other guy's shoes. Just do something with your own life. Stop the hating. Focus on yourself. You're welcome. Keeping it going on Full Press MMA, Friday, May 26, 2023. Jim Grease, G-R-I-E-S, at Jim Grease underscore, at Cageside Grease on social media. And some fans are boozing, as he would say, about UFC megastar Conor McGregor. He doesn't even have to win another fight to be that star, but he's been out of action since the summer of 2021, hasn't won since January of 2020, had the fractured tibia and fibula in his third showdown against Dustin Poirier, the Diamond, and since that time, he has insisted he will never retire, and he's focused on getting back inside the octagon. He's got his documentary out, he's got the tough season right now with Michael Chandler. But while he says that he's focused on returning to the octagon, some fans are concerned about a recent interview he did with Ariel Helwani for Matchroom Boxing. YouTube users showing concern for Conor McGregor. People saying he's off his rocker. People saying his heart's going to explode. People saying he's zoomed out of his nut here. And people just, man, it's just one of those things with Conor McGregor. And talking about the clip in the interview, and some of the clips in the interview actually saying that he's not recognizable. He's not as brilliant of a speaker as he used to be. And just saying all sorts of wacky and crazy things to Ariel Helwani, and he does not look good doing it. And people have been talking about whether he's on performance-enhancing drugs or whatever he's on or whatever he's doing, and then he's in the USADA program now. He's got six more months. Look, Conor made a crap ton of money at a very young age, right? He got the whiskey, hundreds of millions of dollars. He's had well-documented problems with his temper, with people in public, with slapping old guys, with breaking people's phones, all sorts of things, accusations of sexual misconduct. It's been that way for Conor McGregor. It's very hard to delineate, even this story. It's very hard to tell the difference between what's real and what's not. Nobody knows what he's really doing. Nobody knows what to believe unless you know him and you're a part of that inner circle. And Conor said it a million times. Look, I'm not going to break bread with anybody I wouldn't starve with. So that tells you how small he keeps his circle and that, you know, we got to give the guy the benefit of the doubt. Later on down the line, if we're proven wrong, then so be it. But for right now, Conor McGregor, we have to hope that the comeback is going to happen. You know why? Because he's the Tiger Woods of the late 90s in MMA. Everybody's making more money because Conor McGregor is here. Every time he comes back, it's more eyes, it's more ears, it's more clicks, it's more engagements, it's more shares, it's more everything, and everybody makes money. Every single person there covering the fights makes more. The UFC makes more. Everybody who fights him, it's red panty night, right? It's the joke. But Conor McGregor makes everyone a ton of cash, brings all kinds of eyes and ears onto the sport. Everyone who's a fan of the UFC and of MMA should be rooting for Conor McGregor to come back, whether you hate him or not, because it's good for all of us. And so, yeah, there's another life lesson right there. Wrapping it up on Full Press MMA on your Friday, on May 26th, the beginning of Memorial Day weekend. Hope you have a great holiday. Celebrate, have some fun, this beautiful country of ours as we turn into summer. So much of the country beautiful and green in the warm weather. The boats are going in the water. The pools are opening. Barbecues everywhere. It's one of the best times of the year. Enjoy it. Be safe. Have some fun. I'm Jim Grease, G-R-I-E-S, at Jim Grease _, at Cageside Grease on social media. And man, this is a fun story, right? And you know there are a lot of celebrities who are UFC fans. WMA Endeavor is the owner of the UFC. They represent some of the biggest names in Hollywood. You see Mark Wahlberg at the fights. You see Tom Brady at the fights. You see Joe Burrow at the fights. And who doesn't love Joe Burrow? I love me some Joe Burrow. I love Ja'Marr Chase, his receiver with the Bengals. The two of them are a great combination. Let's be real. It was either going to be them or the Chiefs last year. Ended up being the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. But when you think about Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, they're big-time MMA fans. What you might not know, and Ja'Marr Chase just talked about it in an interview, is that they love to mess around in the locker room or wherever they are, like trying MMA moves on each other. And Chase talked about it, saying, quote, like UFC fly kicks and punches. Yeah, he does this. It's normal. He does this all the time. And Burrow chimed in and said, we mess around every now and then, kind of laughing. Chase will go after him too. He says, quote, I'm going to let him fly. So that topic led to a simple question on Twitter. Who would win in an MMA fight? It was James Rapien who put it up on his Twitter account. And yeah, Joe Burrow would beat Ja'Marr Chase in a 3-round MMA fight. Who you got? Hashtag Bengals. Well, Joe Burrow got 50.3% of the votes, and Ja'Marr Chase got 49.7. Hit me up on social media, at Jim Grease _, at Cageside Grease, G-R-I-E-S. Let me know who you would think would be the best NFL player to fight in the UFC. We've seen Greg Hardy get in there. Matt Mitrione was a great football player. Sean Jordan was a fullback at LSU. There's a lot of big-time football players who ended up in the cage or the octagon. And Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase kind of brought that out in me. So hit me up on social media. Let me know who you think would be the best NFL player if you said, hey, I'm quitting football right now and I'm heading into the octagon in the UFC. And finally, MMA history today, May 25th, 2013. Yeah, I'm a day late, but it came out after I did my report yesterday. Khabib Nurmagomedov, the undefeated retired legend, smashing everyone he ever fought. He set the record on this date in 2013 for the most takedowns in a fight against Abel Trujillo, a pretty good pro for a long time. But take a guess. I'm going to give you 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 21 takedowns in 15 minutes. 21 takedowns for Khabib Nurmagomedov, and that is still a UFC record. And we wrap it up on your Friday, heading into the holiday weekend, and you know how we do. Everybody join me. Dun, 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 dun. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Kenny Florian, legendary fighter and analyst, turning 47 today, born in 1976. Kenny Florian, happy birthday to you. How about Jeremy Stevens, little heathen, born in 1986. He's 37 years old today. Happy birthday to Jeremy Stevens. And again, happy birthday to Kenny Florian. And happy Memorial Day to all of you. That's all there is, fight fans. There is no more. Full Press MMA on your Friday, May 26th. Like I said, I'm Jim Grease, G-R-I-E-S, at Jim Grease _, at Cageside Grease on social media, with all the news, the notes, the hot topics, and the hot takes you need to be the smartest fan in the room when you're talking about the sport we love, mixed martial arts. And if that room happens to be a sports book, we got your back with the fight stack. Full fight previews, odds breakdowns of every main card fight on every UFC fight card, and our end of the week special on Fridays after weigh-ins with the weights, the ramifications, the moved lines, and the prop bets to help you get the best value when you put some action on the action. Have a great holiday weekend. Be safe. Show some love to yourself and others, and keep on coming back for Full Press MMA and the Fight Stack. Thank you so much, fight fans. Without you, there would be no us. Keep your game tight and your mind right. I'm out.